Christian music classics. This is Streets of Gold.
Streets of Gold and Mylon Lefevre, along with help from Carol Ford for My Growing. That was a top 10 hit from 1987. Mylon shares the purpose of his band's ministry.
Well, faith comes from hearing the Word of God. And our purpose is to sing the Word and to speak the Word, because we believe that if we do that by the end of the concert, if a total stranger comes in there and knows nothing about the Lord, his faith will be built to the point where he can believe that Jesus is the the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead. And then he has a choice if he will confess that. The Word says in Romans 10:9-10 that he will be saved. So faith does come from hearing the Word of God. And, you know, then we just start them on the road to discipleship. We invite them to come back in the room with us. We get their name and address. We write them letters. We have counselors that we meet with early that we communicate with previous to a concert. We don't just do concerts with promoters.
From 1989 and the album Big World, here is Love Comes Down, Mylon and Broken Heart on Streets of Gold. Remember that? It was a hit from James Taylor back in 1976, redone there by Mylon LeFevre and his band Broken Heart. Shower the People on Streets of Gold. Simple message in that song, you know, showing love to the people in our world. And it makes me think of those people that I haven't been too loving with, like my neighbors that might be a little bit too noisy. Something to chew on, and not just chew on, but to work on and change. By showing the love of Christ. As I mentioned earlier, this was a taped recording that I found in my library sometime during the 80s. And this next question, Mylon shares about the concept for sheep in wolves' clothing.
The concept for sheep in wolves' clothing is Jesus said that the doctor should go to the sick people. We are 12 ordained ministers who travel on the road. But if we go out as that, if that is our image, then only Christians come to see us. So, as we prayed about it, the Lord has showed us that we are a band, and we're not an okay band. We're a good band. We work hard. We don't play in a band. We work in a band. You know, sometimes people give us a hard time about, well, why do you wear earrings, or why is your hair long, or why do you wear these kind of clothes? We're not trying to get anybody to wear those kind of things. When a mechanic goes to work, he puts on overalls, you know, or something that he's going to get greasy. He doesn't wear a suit and tie. When a businessman is going to a business meeting, he dresses a little different. I am going not far Christians. I do not go out and leave my wife and baby at home to tell Christians that they should get saved. I take it for granted that they already are. I am going to a lost world that is dying and hopeless, and trying to dress in such a way and make music that they're comfortable with, and let them know that I understand the problems, because I've had those problems.
All right, let's wrap it up with one final song. Number one hit from 1982, it's Invincible Love, Mylon LeFevre on Streets of Gold.
Just in time, his invincible. strong and able. My enemies watched me from the start as he prepared me a table. The fruit of peace and the power of new wine as a sign of invincible love.
He is the one who pushed the oceans back to let dry land appear. Who may climb the mountain of the Lord and enter where he lives? Who may stand before the Lord? Only those with pure hands and a pure heart, who does not practice dishonesty and lying. They will receive God's own goodness as their blessing from him, planted in their lives by God himself, their Savior. These are the ones who are allowed to stand before the Lord and worship the God of Jacob. Open up, O ancient gates, and let the King of Glory in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, invincible in battle. Yes, open wide the gates and let the King of Glory in. Who is this King of Glory? The commander of all of heaven's army.
From 1992 and the album Mylon LeFevre and Friends, Invincible Love on Streets of Gold. Now, today, Mylon and his wife, Christy, live in Fort Worth, Texas. They've got their own fan page on Facebook. And also, Mylon's daughter, Summer, is married to former lead singer Peter Furler of the Newsboys. Mylon doesn't perform much in concert these days, but rather he preaches from the pulpit. So one way or the other, he is still bringing the good news of Jesus. I'm Larry Wayne. When we return, a block of music from the 90s.